Perek Dalad, Mishnah Dalad. Makam Shenagu La'achol Tzli, B'leli P'sachim Eichlen. If you have a town where the minhag was to eat roasted meat on the first night of Pesach, then they're allowed to eat it. Makam Shenagu Shla La'achol Ein Eichlen. And if you have a town where the minhag was not to eat roasted meats on the first night of Pesach, then you don't eat it. Now, where does this come up from? So the rule was that the Korban Pesach was roasted. It was eaten the first night of Pesach, and it was eaten in Yerushalayim. And the concern came up that if you're going to eat other roasted meats outside Yerushalayim, it'll appear as if you're eating the Korban Pesach outside Yerushalayim, which is prohibited. So some towns took it upon themselves not to eat any roasted meats on the first night of Pesach, of course, unless it's the Korban Pesach in Yerushalayim. While the towns weren't concerned that it'll look like they're eating the Korban Pesach, and they said you could just eat roasted meats the first night of Pesach, and we're not concerned that it'll look like you're eating the Korban Pesach, of course, if you're outside of Yerushalayim. Makam Shnagu Lahad Lekasaner B'lil Yom Kippurim Madlikin. In a town where the minhag was to light a candle, Erev Yom Kippur by night, you light a candle. Makam Shnagu Shlo Lahad Lek Ein Madlikin. If you have a town where the minhag was not light a candle Erev Yom Kippur, so then you don't light it. Because on Friday night, of course, you light a ner for Kavod Shabbos and because of Onik Shabbos, right? And Yom Tov, you light a ner. But on Yom Kippur, so it really depends on your minhag. There are places that the minhag was to light the ner on Yom Kippur, and there are places where the minhag was not to. So everyone does like their own minhag. And the Gemara explains that the point here, they're all mechavim for the same thing. The mechavim, to be porish mi'aisha, meaning not to on Yom Kippur, we know you can't have relations with your wife. So those that had the minhag to light it, was to show that hey, the light's on, so you know you're not going to have relations with your wife. And the other ones that had the minhag not to light it was in order that you don't see your wife and you don't have you don't desire to live with her. So they both were mechavim for the same thing, but with the different minhagim came out of it. Okay, umadlikin, but nonetheless you could light on the eve of Yom Kippur but the kinyan seos in the shuls. Ubat mitzvahs and the base medrashes for the cover of the yom. Umevos hafilim in the dark alleyways v'algabe cholam and by a sick person, meaning in any place where there's a need for light, as long as there's no concern for husband and wife, so then of course you could light it on Erev Yom Kippur. Yeah, so as long as there's no concern for husband and wife being together, then of course you could light the candle on Erev Yom Kippur, and that concludes Mishnah Dalet. Moving right along to Mishnah. Hey, Makam Shnagu Lasus Malach of Tisha B'Av, if a town had the minhag to do work on Tisha B'Av, Osin, they could do work. Makam Shnagu Shlo Lasus Malach, Ein Osin. If you have a town where the minhag was not to do work on Tisha B'Av, then you don't do work. Because on Tisha B'Av, work is not prohibited, right? And even though when a person's an Avelis, right, an Avel is prohibited to do work, that's only new Avelis, right? Something new comes up, God forbid someone loses a parent, or something like that. But an old Avelis, like, Tisha B'Av, there's no prohibition of work at all. Ella, that there were Mekamot, there were places that had a minhag not to do work nonetheless because of Avelis. Hukach, if you're in a place, Hukach, Makam Shnagu, Lasus Malacha, Osim, and Makam Shnagu, Shol, Lasus Malacha, Ein Osim. If your town does work on Tisha B'Av, then you could do work. If your town doesn't do work on Tisha B'Av, then you don't do work. In all areas, Talmid Chachamim Betalim. In all places, a Talmid Chacham is bustled. He doesn't work on Tisha B'Av because they shouldn't be Mesiach Das. They shouldn't, separate their heads, their minds from the theme of the day, from the Avelis. And some explain that Talmid Chacham should be, he should be recognizing the lack that we don't have a base of Mikdash more than other people. So the point is, Talmid Chacham will not work on Tisha B'Av to be more, immersed in the day. Rabban Shimon ben Gamil, Omer, Rabban Shimon ben Gamil says, La'olam yasa adam asa talmid chacham. A person should always make himself like a talmid chacham. Af makam shnagu lasus malacha. Even in a town where the minhag was to do work on Tisha B'Av, a person should be stringent upon himself and just, humbly, not do work to try to make himself like a talmid chacham. The chacham omen, the chacham say, B'Yehuda hayo oisim malacha ba'arvi psachim ad chasos. Okay, so now we're going off of Tisha B'Av back to psachim. The Chum say that in Yehuda, the town of Yehuda, they would do work, they would do malacha on Erev Pesach up until chatzos. And ubegalil and galil lo hayo oisim, they wouldn't do malacha kol ikar at all, nothing, not the whole day. And they explain over here, this is really going back to the first Mishnah that we learned, that makom shnagu lasos osin, in a town where there's a minute to do work up until chatzos, you do work. In a town where there's a minute not to do work even before chatzos, you don't do work. And here the Tanakhama is just explaining in an example that in Yehuda they did work up until chatzos, and in Galil they didn't do work at all, you know, not even before chatzos. So here's an example of what we learned earlier. What about Vahalayla, the night before, right, the 14th? Which is really when the day actually starts, of the 14th. So, in Galil, right, what's the rule? Beshame Osen, Beshame said that the people of Galil were so stringent, not only they didn't do work before Chatzos of the day of 14th, but even the night where it began, the night before where the 14th day started, right, the Jewish day begins the night before, even that night, they didn't do any work. Just like by, you know, like by Yom Tov, right, when Yom Tov comes in or Shabbos comes in at night, you stop doing work. So, they said even on Erev Pesach, even the night before, they would stop doing work in Galil, according to Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel Matir, and Beis Hillel said no. You know, Arei Tzachama. In Galil, granted, they didn't do work before Chatzos on Erev Pesach, but it wasn't prohibited the whole night before. Rather, they were able to do work up until Nates, right? Because just like by a Tainus, we find, by a fast, you can eat the night before, right? But at Nates, you have to stop eating. So too in Galil, granted, they were more machmer than other places that they didn't do work even before Chatzos on the 14th day of Nisan, right? But the night before, of course, they could work according to Beis Hillel, and they would do the work up until Nates, and then from Nates is when they were knowing to stop doing work, in Galil. So that's how they explain the place of Galil, and not like Bashami, they said even the whole entire night before they wouldn't be doing work, and that wraps up Mishnah Hay.